This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآله، إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، عباد الله، all praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, there is two incidents were reported in the history of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I would like to bring to your attention today. And both incidents, they have very similar descriptions to two different people. The first one, the incident of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went quickly back to his home after his first experience with receiving the revelation, when Jibreel, Angel Jibreel, came and basically relayed to him the Quran, he was terrified and scared. Can you imagine? You just meet an angel and talk to you. And he went to quick back to his wife, terrified, scared, but in the same time felt good. And he was worried, what is going on? This is a very conflicting feeling that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. A fear on one hand, but in the other hand, joy and a tranquility. And you know, something that he tasted he never experienced before. And he was wondering what happened to him. Then she said to him, "Kalla, abshir, fa wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada." Don't worry, only good will happen to you. Someone like you, Allah would never ever let down. Innaka latasilu rahim. You're a person who cares about his family members. وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ. You only say the truth. You're not a liar. You're not a hypocrite. You're not a person who play with words. You're a very truthful person. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِ. You a person who help those who in need of help. Al-kal, it means the person who's so weak to take care of himself. And that will include usually the orphans because they have no family figure or a father figure to take care of them. Also the children. Also it goes to someone who's sick, who can't disable. So he said, you care for those people who usually people don't care for. وَتُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ And you support those who have no income or those who have very little income. You support them, Ya Muhammad. وَتُقْرِئُ الضَّيْفِ And you always honor your guest. You're always generous with your guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ And you always there, always ready, always willing to help when there is a disaster. نَوَائِبُ الْحَقِّ When there is a disasters happen. Death, hurricanes, earthquake, whatever can happen from a disaster or a natural disaster, as we said, he is ready to help, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's the same descriptions. I'll pass forward the life of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, someone with these kind of qualities, Allah will never let down. Someone with these kind of qualities will never be a person who will lose in the end. A person who dedicated his life for something bigger than himself and his own life, something bigger than his personal interest, a person that will always succeed. That's the wise woman, Khadija radiallahu anha, and she was absolutely true. The second incident, it is for his best companion, his best friend, his closest friend, which is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. He felt that he can't live anymore in Mecca. There is so much pressure on him that he decided to go to Abyssinia, where a just ruler, a Christian ruler at that time in Abyssinia, in Najashi, many Muslims migrated to Al-Habash. So he decided to go and join them. While he is walking out, a man by the name of Ibn Dighinna saw Abu Bakr, and he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Abyssinia. I'm leaving Mecca. I can't stay here anymore. He said, leaving your people? قَالَ قَدْ أَخْرَجَنِي قَوْمِي My people are the one who are forcing me to leave. The way they deal with me, the way they talk, the way they behave, they basically the one who let me leave or forced me to leave. Then Ibn Dighinna said, لا والله مثلك لا يخرج ولا يخرج Nay, والله I swear by God, a person like you shall not leave or ever been forced to leave. Someone like you should be always, you know, we all care for you to stay, even though Ibn Dighinna is not a Muslim, by the way. But he knows the value of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the society. He knows how important to have good people among us. How important to have good leaders like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. How he knows? Listen to how he said it. He said, فَإِنَّكَ تُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ You help those who have no income. وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ You take care of all your relatives. The near, like the near ones or the farther one from you. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِ You help and aid the weak one in the society. وَتُقْرِئُ الضَّعِيفِ وَتُقْرِئُ الضَّيْفِ And you're good and generous to your guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ Exactly the same words. And he said, and you are a person who help those who suffering because of a disaster or natural disaster or whatever problem happened to them. اِرْجِعْ Go back to your home. I will talk to the people of Mecca. And he went to Mecca, in the middle of Mecca, right at the Kaaba, called upon all the leaders of Mecca, and he said, let you all know that Abu Bakr will come back, and he will stay at his home, and he will worship his Lord, and he will practice his religion as he wishes, and I am basically his sponsor. If anything that you want from him, you talk to me. And if any one of you dare to harm him, he is harming me. And I will declare war against him, that person. The point in these two incidents shows you something very interesting, a quality that it should be the quality of every one who wants to follow the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The quality that makes real, the qualities that make real changes in society. And not only in the society, but more important than that, real changes in you. These are descriptions of what we call today people who dedicated their life towards others or to help others. Those who helping others means a lot to them. Those who, for them, it is so important not to live only for yourself, but to live for yourself and for others as well. And there is several points I want to share in regard to this concept with you today. Because, you know what, I'm 100% sure no one in this masjid will disagree with me in the importance of volunteering, the importance of caring about others, the importance of, you know, dedicated some of your time and put effort to make sure that other people in society as good as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you too. But these are a few points keep in mind to help you to develop that character traits on you. Number one, I want you to understand, and this is a general rule, but it's very much related to the issue of helping others, improving others, that you can't, a lot of people want to change what we call the impossible. I do believe if you can do the possible, you will find yourself doing the impossibles. I'll say that again. If you practice and do the possible, the thing which is possible for you to do, you will find yourself after a while doing the impossibles. The thing that you thought, I never can do that. You just need to start with the thing that you are capable of doing, things that you are able to do. These things which is very far away that you see today, you do need to start with it. You do need to basically end poverty in the whole state of Texas. You do need to end poverty in the whole state or the city of Houston. But you know what? You can help those poor people in your neighborhood, in your community. You do need to change the world, but you can change your own world, your family's world, the people around you. You don't need to go very, and believe it or not, as you take these possible steps, these small changes, these small baby steps you do, you will find yourself doing something at one day in your life thought it is impossible to be done. It's like you. What do you do for a living? Are you a businessman? Are you an engineer? Are you a doctor? Or are you a college student? Whatever. Are you a person who learning new skills? In the beginning, you can see that big goal it's impossible to achieve. And today, it is possible. And it is basically something that you master even. That's why it is so important for us that we always think about the thing that we can change. Because so many people, they always think about things that it cannot be changed. And one of the things that I notice in my community, for example, I'll be very blunt about this, when I came to the United States in 1997, and that's a problem I encountered before coming to America, that always there is people talk about the big, huge issues that kind of almost not possible or visible to be changed by the hand of that individual. Like talking about foreign policies and things like happening that big things that you don't have a control over or our community have a control over. And while we are fighting over this and debating these issues about Palestine, about Iraq, about Syria, about this, about that, and we debating all these big things, you know what? In the process, we forget that there's so many things just around us need to be changed, and we're not putting any effort towards it. Like who you represent us in the state level or in the, you know, in the state representatives or basically go to the federal government representatives. And things like this, who represent us in the sheriff, you know, the sheriff who represent us in this county. These things, you can make a difference. One time, I had this idea in my head to quit being a sheikh for a year. So believe it or not, I said to myself, you know, Waleed, maybe I should stop for 1 year and be a politician. It's because the level of frustration, I mean by politician, by not to go run for office, no. I mean by that, I mean that how come that we still have in Houston, we don't have someone still dedicated to create a block vote, for example, or a collective vote, power vote? Do I need to quit what I'm doing to be organizing and go and mobilize myself and to recruit people to get 4,000 or 5,000 people to make commitment that when election comes that you go to vote? I make sure that you call, because that's a dedicated. That's not a year, that's not two, not three, not four, not five, because these things achieve over time. Why we don't have the community care and take that seriously? It is sad to see that things like this, like possible things, we just ignore it and we think about things that are very far away from us today. And what far away from us today? We will reach it if we start to do what's possible for us today. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُمْ مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I order you to do something, do from it what you are capable of. Don't worry about the things that you're not capable of. Do what you are able to do. That's what Allah wants from you. إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ. I only make islah, fix things I'm capable of fixing. Ya salam. I change the thing I'm able to change. But things I can't change, I don't need to waste my time over it. One time I advised someone about a sunnah. Something very small sunnah has to do with the appearance of the person. He used to do his hair in a way which is disliked, let's say, the least we can say, Islamically. So I said to him, by the way, it's disliked to basically braid your beard and to put rubber band around. It is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't do that. So I said to this person, I don't know what was there anyway, so I mentioned it to him. Then he said to me, Ya akhi, kul mashakir al-muslimin intahat illa lihyati. He said, all the Muslims in the world problems finished, and all the problems in the town finished, except my beard. That's the only problem left. I said, that's one thing I can fix. Let's start with your beard. I mean, you want to be smart? I'm smart too. He said, don't try to play games with me. So he said, yeah, you know, you start with your start from here. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not undermining the thing that I cannot do, but I can do. Why would I waste my time and effort and paralyze myself? You know why people talk too much about the thing that they cannot do and cannot change? You know what? Why? The reality is because those people are lazy. They don't want to do anything except talking. That's why they want to talk about these issues. So there is no actions. There is no actions they can do. It just talk, and talk is cheap. Also, I would like to say when it comes to helping and to have this character trait, I often found that we mix between two things. You know, will and abilities. There is a difference between will and abilities. Many times we mix between them. Maybe a lot of time you say, I'm not able, I'm not capable, I can't do that. But the reality is you don't want to do that. The reality is there is no will, there is no irada. You're not really interested in doing this. You're just saying it. Because if you're truly interested in it, you will be able to do it. And you will find a way to do it. And I found that's very interesting. That a lot of people basically keep saying, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. One, there's a story in the Quran telling us this secret and this key point of differentiating between will and abilities. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there are a battle, it's called al-Usrah. And in that battle, a group of people didn't join the battle, did not offer support to the Prophet ﷺ. They left the Prophet ﷺ. Then what they said? They said to the Prophet ﷺ, we cannot do it. We were not able to do it. Okay? They said, Ya Rasulullah, يعني we can't do it, it's very hard, it's very this, it's very, we can't do it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجِ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. If they want to go with you, they would have done it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointing out very interesting here point. He said, if they really want, if they have the will, if they have the determination, they would have been done it. But they don't have the interest for it. Another point when it comes to helping other and develop this character trait, and it is so good for you yourself, it's for you to learn that small things count. Small things count. We had a president of the United States became the president of the United States, George W. Bush, by how many? 500 something or 5,000 votes, I guess, in Florida, something like that. Very small number. 500? Yes, 5,000. Hundreds. 500 votes. Very small. In Dallas, somebody basically won with a vote in the city council. Just one vote. Small things count. You know, it's amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ بَدَأْ بِالذَّرَّةِ. He said, whoever make dharra of good deeds will see it, accumulate it over time. Dharra, what's dharra? Al-ulama rahimahullah, in the old days, they said dharra, it means the head of the ant, like the size of the head of the ant. The point is something so small, so tiny. Al-Quran telling us, when you do very small good deeds, even if it's as small as this, as something that nobody cares for it. Who cares for the ant to care for the head of the ant? They said, so it's that small thing that you don't care for, you will appreciate it in the day of judgment. One of the most clear evidence in the Quran when it comes to the issue of rushing and caring for doing what is good. And the same thing Allah said in regard to the bad deeds. It also will be counted. So here I want to cite that it is so important for us when it comes to things like small things matter. Don't ever say, you know what, it's not going to be me, I'm going to make that person rich. It's not going to be my dollar, we're going to make a change. It's not my $5, it's not my donation, it's not this. No, everything counts, everything, every little bit. You know what, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your smile is a form of sadaqah. The good words is a form of sadaqah. Don't hold back your smile. Don't hold back the good words. Don't hold back the courtesies that you say to somebody. You know, you see somebody, they say, mashallah, you look so beautiful today. You look so good. You look so fresh. You know, that makes a difference. Oh, thank you very much, mashallah. You know, you look like, you know, in a better shape. You know, these nice words count, and these are good deeds in themselves. And also, I want to mention something also interesting in regard to this. There's two verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, raise to the good deeds. The two times where Allah said, raise toward the good deeds, both times were mentioned in regard to us. If you look at the verses before it, talk about how some of the Jewish community at that time, or members of the Jewish society in Medina, start raising doubts about the Quran and argue, is the Quran the comparison between the Quran and the old books? And the other time, when hypocrites and also other people raise, basically talk about the changing of the Qibla and how, you know, what happened to the old prayers. It's all arguing. It's all debate. It's all talk. In both incidents. And in both incidents, Allah said, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Leave the talk on the side. Don't involve in the arguing and the talk and the nonsense talk with people who not, you're not going to change, actually. People convinced with the religion. People are hypocrites. You don't need to waste your time. What you need to do is to do the right, to do the good deeds, and to compete with each other in doing what is right. Because actions are more important than talk and debate and arguing. And that's basically an invitation to all of us to have this attitude. When it comes toward goods, that we always rush to do what is right, if we can. And the small things, remember, counts. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يوفقنا وإياكم لكل خير. وأن يوفقنا وإياكم للمعروف. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Caring for others and caring for society and you know, being a person who cares to see the right things happening around you. You care to make sure that your family are in a good condition. You care to see your neighbors, your fellow, you know, community members and citizen and co-worker doing the right thing, learning, improving. You care to see life tomorrow better than what it is today. And that, by the way, doesn't happen individually. We're all in the same boat. The Prophet ﷺ said, we're all in one boat. If somebody make a hole in that boat, we all sink. So beautiful, the Prophet ﷺ said it. We all sink. It's not like people are going to sink in the top and survive. No, we all go down. So you like it, you don't like it, we're stuck together. So that's why we have a role to play in society, promoting what is right and making sure to stop what is evil in all possible means that we have. And when you dedicate yourself to volunteer, you learn to volunteer, you learn to help, you learn to extend hand, you're not really helping others to be improved, but you're helping yourself to be improved. It is something touch your soul, touch your inner soul. That sweetness, when you say, you know what, I'm going to volunteer myself with the master. I'm willing to volunteer myself to this cause. It just makes you feel that you're bigger than you just you. And it's just not about you. So this is something I hope that we have it as a spirit, teaching to our kids, teaching to our children, and care about it as a family, as a community together. And mashallah, I have to say it, that you've been an amazing community. I have seen an amazing people among my community, sisters and brothers, young and old. And I just saying this to encourage those who are dedicated and helping to do more, and those who are not there yet, to take that step and to come forward, contact the master, or any opportunity that you see in front of you that you can help through it, please do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to protect our society and our community. أسأل الله أن يولي علينا خيارا وأن يبعد عنا شرارنا وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يرحم المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان والمستضعفين من المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترحم عبادك المستضعفين في فلسطين وسوريا والعراق وغيرها من بلاد الإسلام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجمع على الخير قلوبنا وقلوب أهل الحق يا أرحم الراحمين. وحد صفنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وأكرمنا وأغننا يا أرحم الراحمين. أغننا بحلالك عن حرامك وبفضلك عمن سواك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. وصلي اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.